Justice Jackson has the opinion of the court this morning in case 141 on our original docket, Texas versus New Mexico and Colorado.
This case is about the Rio Grande River, and specifically how its water is being apportioned among the many geographic areas it touches. The Rio Grande begins in Colorado, flows through New Mexico into Texas, and then courses along the Texas-Mexico border. As relevant here, the states of Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas have entered into an agreement about that water flow pursuant to the Constitution's Compact Clause. Their agreement, which is known as the Rio Grande Compact, governs the equitable apportionment of the river's waters among those three states, and to ensure that Texas, the most downstream state, receives its share of Rio Grande water, the compact relies on a federal agency, the United States Bureau of Reclamation, to operate an irrigation system called the Rio Grande Project in southern New Mexico. In 2013, Texas filed a lawsuit against the two other signatory states, alleging that New Mexico was violating the compact by allowing groundwater pumping in the state to an extent that it depleted supplies of the Rio Grande water bound for Texas. The United States asked to intervene as a party in Texas's lawsuit, and in a prior decision this court issued 6 terms ago, we allowed the United States to do so. In that opinion, we explained that the federal government has its own distinct interests in holding New Mexico to its obligations under the compact, as the compact is inextricably intertwined with the federal government's operation of the Rio Grande Project, and the compact also relies upon certain contractual obligations that the United States has to deliver specified amounts of water to 2 irrigation districts downstream. We further noted that a breach of the compact by New Mexico could jeopardize the federal government's ability to satisfy its obligations to Mexico under a 1906 treaty requiring the delivery of a certain amount of Rio Grande water to that country. After our ruling allowing for intervention by the United States, the litigation continued with the United States as a party. Then, in October 2022, Texas and New Mexico reached a settlement agreement in which they proposed to have this court enter a consent decree that would resolve the case and codify a methodology for determining each state's allocation of the Rio Grande's waters. We are addressing this matter today because the United States opposes the proposed consent decree. It argues that the consent decree would improperly dispose of the federal government's claims that New Mexican groundwater pumping is violating the compact without the United States' consent. For the reasons set forth in the opinion we filed with the clerk today, we agree with the United States. Under this court's precedents, parties who choose to resolve litigation through settlement cannot dispose of the claims of a third-party intervener without that party's consent. So in order to determine whether this consent decree can be approved over the United States' objection, we have to answer 2 questions. Does the United States have valid claims under the compact at issue here? And if so, would the state's proposed consent decree dispose of those claims? As to the first question, our ruling today flows directly from our 2018 decision. There, we allowed the United States to intervene because we recognize that the federal government has distinct federal interests in the compact. The compact not only relates to the Bureau of Reclamation's operation of the Rio Grande Project, but it also relies on other contractual obligations the federal government has to deliver water downstream to irrigation districts in New Mexico and Texas. We also observed that permitting the United States to proceed with its own claims would allow it to ensure that its treaty obligations with Mexico are, in fact, honored. In addition, both Texas and the United States claimed at the time that the intervention motion, that New Mexico was violating the compact by pumping more groundwater than the compact contemplates. This is still the same claim that the United States wishes to pursue now. As to the second question, we conclude that the consent decree would indeed dispose of the United States' claims. The states themselves have said as much, and those concessions make sense. The proposed consent decree would end this matter without addressing the United States' contention that New Mexico's groundwater pumping violates the compact, and it would not provide the United States with the injunctive relief it seeks. To the contrary, adopting this decree would effectively nullify the federal government's claims by adopting a method for allocating water that takes as a given the increased groundwater pumping that the United States disputes. Having allowed the United States to enter this case in order to protect its own interests, we cannot now leave the federal government up the river without a paddle. Therefore, the United States' exception is sustained and the state's motion to enter the consent decree is denied. Justice Gorsuch has filed a dissenting opinion, which Justice Thomas, Justice Alito, and Justice Barrett join.